Hi, this is Joey Mullen from Badfinger, and you're listening to Chachi on Breakfast with the Beatles on the Weekend ZLX.
It's Breakfast with the Beatles on the Weekend ZLX. This is Chachi. That, of course, was Come and Get It, the Badfinger song, just released by the Hollywood Vampires. And the Hollywood Vampires include, you know, Joe Perry, Johnny Depp, Paul McCartney, Alice Cooper, a bunch of other notable performers. And they have a new double album set out. And that, of course, Come and Get It from Badfinger. And I am so excited because on our phones right now is the sole surviving member of Badfinger. We have Joey Mullen on the phone. Good morning, Joey.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, man.
And you're coming back to the Boston area next Saturday night, October 10th, and it's an 8 o'clock show at the Lockham Theater, a beautiful theater in Beverly. You're going to love it there. It's a beautiful house. It's really amazing how timeless the Badfinger music is. And you hear the songs on the radio, and you hear them in shows like Breaking Bad. I mean,
it's amazing. Believe me, it's just as amazing to me.
Badfinger's such a great band. And
well, you know, we play the songs, we try and you know, we do them all in the same keys, and we try and bring those songs to life.
And to what you're saying is true, because as a fan, I want to hear it the way I know it. And I know a lot of musicians will try to change it up because they've been playing it for so many years, and but for the fans, they want to hear what they heard back in the day. And the fact that you keep it still in that form is really great. Like, for instance, the Hollywood Vampires have done a version of Come and Get It, and boy, they changed that up a little bit.
And they did change it somewhat. I went to see Alice. He just played in Minnesota here where I live, and we went backstage and talked to him a little bit about the sessions and stuff. They changed it up a little bit, but I think they just wanted to do the song. You know, Paul wanted to perform it, and boy, they were impressed with Paul showing up, you know. It's funny to see that in a, you know, about a star as big as Alice. You know, there's Paul McCartney over there, you know, just freaked out about it, you know.
But you go back with Paul many, many, many years. The Beatles, you know, specifically Mal Evans, he founded you guys and produced you. And so you go back a long way with the Beatles.
Yeah, we do. '69 was when I joined the band, the Ivies. You know, of course, we became Badfinger. But so we go all the way back to then. And, of course, even before then in Liverpool, saw the Beatles perform when I was a boy. So we go back. We do go back a long way. Yeah.
And did you see them at the Cavern Club? Where'd you see them back?
I saw them at the Cavern. Yeah.
Wow.
I only saw them once at the Cavern.
And what was that like?
It was extraordinary. They were really a really good band. You know, a good local band. Great vocals. Great singers. They were really impressive in that way. Of course, in Liverpool at that time, you know, there were a lot of good bands playing around the clubs. The Big Three, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Searchers. These bands were really powerful and in-your-face beat music, you know.
But here you are, a young kid at the Cavern, and then a few years later you're playing, being signed by the Beatles, so that's a big deal for you guys.
Yeah, it was funny all those years later. You know, when I was in Liverpool, when I was a boy, I was in a band competition, a Battle of the Bands, and we came second. That day, Frida Kelly went to see George Harrison. But she told George about the band and how she thought our band, the Masterminds it was called, should have won the competition. And George got one of his photographs out, an 8x10, and wrote a little letter to me. And I've still got it. I've got it hanging on the wall here.
Wow.
And, you know, it's one of those old young George 8x10s, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that something? And then all those years went by, and I was playing around Liverpool, getting my end together, and then eventually, of course, ended playing with George and on the All Things Must Pass and all that stuff.
The only rock, you know, live concert recording I really love listening to over and over again is the Concert for Bangladesh. You were on stage for that. Tell me what your recollections are of the Concert for Bangladesh.
Just being enthralled, really, with the whole experience. You know, we knew the songs from playing on the record with George, and but the whole idea of being in New York City and playing at Madison Square Garden and playing with all those great, you know, Leon Russell's there, the Jim Horn section, there's Billy Preston playing the organ, Ringo and Keltner up on the drums.
Wow.
We knew Klaus from the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just enthralled with the whole thing. I actually only remember doing one show that day, although we did two concerts.
Yeah, what happened?
I can remember sitting in the dressing room with all the great stars sitting all around. Even Dylan was sitting in there reading his Newsweek magazine, wondering what George thought about Pete having a white suit on the same as his, you know, stuff like that.
Well, when I saw the movie, I went out and bought a white suit. That's a true story. I love the Concert for Bangladesh, and you being on stage is pretty amazing. And I know you played with John, like, when we played this song a couple weeks ago, I Don't Want to Be a Soldier, I Don't Want to Die, and I noticed your name is in the credits as performing on that song. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. How could you forget doing a session with John? They got us there really to play on Jealous Guy, you know. And we've done Jealous Guy. And then John, he said to us that we could leave if we wanted. because this next song we're going to do is a bit weird and not really sure if acoustics will work on it. And he started to play it and we just started to jam along with it, you know. Don't you know that was the track that he gave us credit for playing on? You know? So really, we weren't supposed to play on it, but we ended up doing it anyway. Again, how would you leave a session with John Lennon playing?
Any differences? I'm sure there must be big differences in recording with either of those guys.
Yeah, George would come over. He had such a big band playing, George did. And so he would come round to each section of the band and run the song down with you personally, you know?
Wow.
John sat up on his stool, talked to everybody, and gave his instructions out, you know, about things like keeping it cool, keeping it straight, keeping it simple. And he talked very very kind of Liverpool docker talk, you know what I mean?
Yes.
There were words we can't say on the radio involved. He was a little bit more kind of local bloke talking to everybody than George was. George was softer. George was a bit more of a perfectionist. John seemed to be a bit more relaxed.
Next Saturday night, October 10th, our dear friend Joey Molland from Badfinger performing Joey Molland's Badfinger at the Larkham Theater on Wallace Street in Beverly. It's near the water, so you're going to be in a beautiful area there. Thanks for coming on the show today, Joey Molland. God bless you. Safe travels into the Boston area.
And, well, thank you, Chachi, and hope the people come to the show. We're going to have some fun that night and play a bunch of good Badfinger songs for you.
Joey, take care, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's Breakfast with the Beatles on the weekend, ZLX, Baby Blue, the Badfinger Band, so, so great. Go check out Joey Molland. Thank you, Joey, for coming on the show. He's always a great guy to speak to. Joey Molland's Badfinger, the Larkham Theater in Beverly, next Saturday night, October 10th. Go to gimmelove.com for tickets.